Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for another day where we look to you to give us the keys of heaven, instructing us this morning so that we can have peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Greetings, precious family. Readings is Colossians chapter 3, and it's from verses 15 to 17.
Let your heart be always guided by the peace of the Anointed One, who called you to peace as part of His one body, and always be thankful. Let the word of Christ live in you richly, flooding you with all wisdom. Apply the scriptures as you teach and instruct one another with the psalms and with festive praises and with prophetic songs given to you spontaneously by the Spirit. So sing to God with all your heart. Let every activity of your lives and every word that comes from your lips be drenched with the beauty of our Lord Jesus, the Anointed One, and bring your constant praise to God the Father because of what Christ has done for you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God, you know, we've been brought back into the family, into the fellowship of the Father and Son through the leadings of the Holy Spirit. And so peace is the key. You know that testimony where I was running along the beach and I suddenly felt in my pocket and I felt I lost the keys. And then what happens when you lose the keys? Or you lose keys of joy, keys, or let's say, when you lose the keys of life, the keys of the truth, the keys of the goodness of God that you're feeling your joy is gone, you don't have peace. What do you do? You return. You return to there where you lost it. And this is the key. We say the peace of God is an umpire that we know that we are in the presence. Because in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. In the presence of the Lord, there is peace. So we always go back to what were the keys? What did God say to us last, and then there we pick up the leading again, and then we stay in track. A mind kept on the Lord is a life kept on the Lord is kept in perfect peace. And I think of Isaiah 55, where he talks about, you know, when, because the word has come and enriched us, his word has come like rain and saturated us and encouraged us. That's why we can go out with joy and be led forth with peace, because we're rejoicing in his plan, we're rejoicing in his will. We're rejoicing then when we in his will, we in our name, the plan that is laid out for us. And so the mountains bow down, the problems get sorted out, and we are growing as new creations, not bringing the fruit, the works of the flesh, but bringing the fruits of the Spirit into the picture and into our lives, our daily lives. And that is a sign and a memorial to the Lord, too, that the Lord has moved, that the Lord has provided, that the Lord is good to everyone else. That's a sign your life is showing the goodness of God and the plan of God. And then you can encourage others. Just as the Lord loves me, he loves you. Just as the Lord has sent me, so he has sent you. Stay close to your God, because you married to him. You died. You no longer the old wineskin. You're a new wineskin. But new wineskins need to be filled with the new wine. And that's what the Lord does on a daily basis. So be blessed as you arise and shine, for your light has come. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.